And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is wonderful to be here with you on this Sunday morning. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. We're passionate about health and wellness here. I'm Jo Stanley and I'm joined, as always, by Gerald Quigley, medical herbalist and pharmacist.
Morning, Jo.
Lovely to have you. And Elise Elliott, gorgeous to have you as well.
I'm thrilled to be here, Jo and Gerald.
Good to see you, Elise.
So now it's a full show, as always. A little later on, Elise and I are going to bring you some tips if you are in the middle of homeschooling, if you are a parent or grandparent who's managing that one.
Tips.
Or mismanaging it, in my case.
Oh, look, we're all struggling, and we've the three of us come up with the fact that this week was Meltdown Wednesday, it seems.
Yes. I'm going to make notes so I can pass them on to my two daughters who have got school-age kids. Look, so just, I'm looking forward to learning from you both.
Oh, well, just be kind to yourselves.
But the off-air chat's been challenging.
Now, Gerald, I know that we do get many questions for you, both our callers, and do call 131 873 if you seek any advice for your health, and also via emails to you.
Lots.
And one of the very common questions you get is around vertigo.
It's so common, Jo and Elise, and we don't have a solution for it, and we don't know why it suddenly attacks people of all ages. We associate people being dizzy with old age, and it's not. It can be any random person who may suddenly find that their world is spinning, and that could be with them for weeks.
It's very debilitating. So later in the show, we will be addressing vertigo specifically when we're joined by Dr. Michaela Sorensen. So we'll be taking a deep dive there. As always, we would love you to give us a call, 131 873, with any other health concerns that you may have. A to Z of Vitamins is back with Bioceuticals Magnesium Ultra Muscle Ease. I'd love a muscle ease.
I'm a fan of magnesium.
It does make a difference to your life.
We'll be talking about that. But first, it is an interesting time in Australia's COVID-19 trajectory, I think, because some restrictions in some parts of the country are being lifted or relaxed. But key to that is the app, COVID Safe, the tracing app that the government all wants us to download, upload. Do you say down or up?
Down.
I don't know. But it is the coronavirus contact tracing app. So far, more than 4 million Australians have signed up for the app. But for the app to be successful, about 40% of the population, meaning about 10 million people, would need to have it on their phones. And not everybody is doing so. There are a lot of concerns around security and privacy with this app. So we're going to be talking about that. How do we feel about it?
I initially was concerned. Obviously, the privacy issue is a big issue for people. The app's hosted by Amazon Web Services, which is partly owned by Jeff Bezos. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but he reminds me a little too much of Dr. Evil from Austin Powers. Just saying. But the thing is, our lives are out there already. If you use social media, if you use your phone, you're on Google, even your car's sat-nav, we've been traced and followed and our privacy is breached anyway. So my opinion is get over the privacy concerns, do something for your country, and if you need a carrot, this is your golden ticket out of lockdown.
Probably true. And I think all we need, though, is, again, reassurance. We need reassurance that there is a purpose behind this. And there are some interesting discussions going on. Security is certainly one. The relevance is another, how the whole system works. So it will be fascinating to talk to Michelle to seek and be reassured about the whole thing and how applicable it is and what contribution she feels this will make to us getting back to our lives.
Yes, that's right. Well, I am one of the 50% of Aussies who haven't yet downloaded it because I need more information. I want to be assured that my privacy is protected and also that I can't be scammed, I suppose.
Yes.
That, you know, there aren't hackers out there as we speak trying to get into our information.
Yes.
So, yes, we will be discussing our concerns and understand more about the app next when we talk with Michelle Gallagher, CEO of health data analytics company OPYL. to find out what concerns there are and if they are in fact justified. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
They say that fish oil is good for us and may be beneficial for your child's health, learning, behaviour and performance. Well, you can help support your kids' healthy brain, eye and cognitive function with Nature's Way Kids Smart Fish Oils. They're high in omega-3 DHA and are available in delicious chewable capsules and drops. Best of all, Nature's Way Kids Smart Fish Oils are great for all ages. The Nature's Way Kids Smart range starts from $10.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label. Follow the directions for use. Vitamins and supplements should not replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Estee Lauder Beautiful for just $39.99. Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances this Mother's Day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Do give us a call, 131 873, with your questions to support your health. Or if you have a question with regard to the COVID Safe app, it is the contact tracing app that the Australian government launched this week. So far, more than 4 million Australians have downloaded the app. Some, though, are concerned about its privacy and security issues. So to find out more about it, we're joined by Michelle Gallagher. She is the CEO of health data analytics company OPYL. Good morning, Michelle.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, we're very well. Michelle, can you tell us, what does the app do? How does it work?
Sure. When we get a virus, any kind of infectious disease, individuals in health departments have to work out where you've been, who you've been in contact with, what you've done, to work out who may be at risk, and to be able to help stop the spread of that. So we've seen that with AIDS, we see it with all sorts of different infectious diseases. So what we do now is a very human thing. It's very expensive, it takes a long time. What the app does is it picks up the wonderful features that we have in our phone and through the various apps that we all have on our phone, and we make that job simple.
Obviously, Michelle, testing and contact tracing is very important. How important is it for Australians to download it?
I think it's very important, and we have to remember this is a voluntary thing to do, so you certainly don't have to do it. I think it's important because of two things, and the reason that I think is really compelling is COVID-19 is here, so the threat is very, very real, versus the idea that we may potentially have our data breached, that it may be used for something that we don't expect. So I'm a kind of simple woman. I see the idea that the virus is here and it's real, whereas the threat for data to be breached or used inappropriately is potential. So I'm going with the real.
Michelle, I read last night that the state governments at this stage haven't quite worked out what they're going to do with all of this. And is that holding up the usefulness of the app at this stage?
No, I don't think it does. So I need to qualify that I'm not involved in any way in the development of the app. My interest is we're a company that works with health data.
Yes.
And my background, I'm a clinician, and I've worked in the health industry for a really long time, so I very much respect consent and privacy. So I think where we are now with, I think we're up to 4 million Australians have downloaded the app. That's a huge advantage to those people that have to do the track and trace job.
Okay.
What we do need is more people to download the app to have greater coverage. But it's important to remember that the only time that state or territory governments can access the data from the app on your phone is when someone is diagnosed and confirmed with COVID.
Sure.
So until that point in time, no one is accessing that data on the phone. So it is valuable right now, but increasingly as more people download it, we get more coverage. It's a bit like vaccinations in a way.
Okay.
Michelle, we know just over 4 million have downloaded it out of a population of 25.5 million. I found it really easy to download, but I'd be interested to see the demographics of uptake. And one issue for me is oldies who do struggle with phones, who do struggle with downloading apps. Mum, I'm looking at you. She managed to erase all her apps this week and forgot her passwords. So how are we going to encourage older Australians to do this and make it easy for them?
Yeah, I'm looking after two oldies as well. So just after this call, I'm about to go down and drop off food to mum and dad. But same thing, dad's really tech savvy. Mum's struggling a little bit with it. It really needs us to walk them through it. It really needs our support to help them do that. We've got to remember too that they are the most at risk in our community. And many of them do struggle with technology, but it's been amazing to see the uptake as so many of our older members of our community really embrace Skype and Zoom and Facebook and all of these different things. And it's been really wonderful to see just the joy it can bring, particularly to more isolated members of our community, that they can see that they can connect and they can still have those really deep relationships with grandchildren and their friends and neighbours. So they can get over it, but they do need our help to do it. I think the group that really needs some help getting the app and thinking about the impact of the app are our teenagers.
So, but perhaps, Michelle, you say that because there may be a group that are more concerned about, I don't know, notions of hacking or security or... I would love to hear your perspective on what assurances we've had around the security for the app.
Yeah, I think this is really important to discuss with all of the people in our networks and neighbourhoods and families. So I have two teenagers and the first thing they did was came in and said, "Mum, you know, what would you do?" I said, "Well, I've downloaded the app, even though I'm an advocate for data privacy and data security." And so we need to walk everybody through this and go through the thinking. And here's a couple of key points that I think really resonated with me, that the fact that it's all encrypted on your phone and that encrypted code can't even be accessed by you. And the good thing is they've said that at the end of the pandemic, everything will be deleted. It's important to understand that you can delete the app from your phone at any time. And that's really important that we have that control to be able to say no. I think critically too, the data is deleted on a 20-day rolling cycle. So each day, the last day in that 21-day collection of data is deleted. So they're only picking up 3 weeks of your movement, 3 weeks of the contacts that you've had in that time. It's also really important to understand there's only 4 pieces of data that you have to give in signing up for the app, and that is your age range, your email address, your phone number, and your name. And you don't even have to even give them your real name. So when you think about how much data you're handing over, it's actually not a lot. And things like MyFitnessPal or Facebook or Fitbit, they're actually picking up more contract and tracing data than this app will.
Well, we have a call from Roger in Rye who has a quick question for you. Hi, Roger.
Oh, yes, good morning. I was wondering if someone could tell us who actually wrote the app and where is the data stored?
Yeah, I can't actually tell you who wrote the app. I'm not sure about that. We certainly got a bit of a call out early in the COVID virus response to see who would be interested in tendering for the job. So I'm not sure who wrote it, but I know that it is stored in Australia. The data is stored here, and that's a really important point to understand.
There you go.
Well,
there you go. No, I was just saying, that's reassuring, and yes, that hopefully that will reassure a lot of people.
I must say, I'm not loving having to give my age. I really don't like that.
Well on that basis, and Michelle referred to the oldies. Now, for those of us just over 50, Michelle, there's got to be a better word, surely.
See, Joey, now you can do it. You just have to come up with a good pseudonym.
Oh, not my real name.
Yeah.
Perhaps, and then I'll forget what name I put in there. That's what would happen. Well, thank you so much for that, Michelle. It's obviously important as far as us returning to some kind of normalcy of life if we are to trace those who are infected. Is that your key message, Michelle?
Yeah, I think the key message is this, that we can't expect a perfect system, and I know a lot of people have issues around data privacy and don't trust this system. I think we can have both. I think we can download the app, and I think we can continue to advocate for better data security.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Stay
You're
well
welcome.
This Sunday. Well, we welcome your calls 131 873, and of course remember you can always go to houseofwellness.com.au for more information, and with more of your questions as well, we'll have more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
They say that fish oil is good for us and may be beneficial for your child's health, learning, behaviour and performance. Well, you can help support your kids' healthy brain, eye and cognitive function with Nature's Way Kids Smart Fish Oils. They're high in omega-3 DHA and are available in delicious chewable capsules and drops. Best of all, Nature's Way Kids Smart Fish Oils are great for all ages. The Nature's Way Kids Smart range starts from $12.49 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label. Follow the directions for use. Vitamins and supplements should not replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Estee Lauder Beautiful for just $39.99. Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances this Mother's Day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Elise Elliott, and we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. We welcome your calls. If you have a question to support your health, 131 873. But also, how are you going with homeschooling? Or I call it learning from home, because, Elise, we're not actually teaching our children. The incredible teachers that are out there who have worked so hard to create the remote learning environments that we're all in, they're still teaching our children.
Yes, I had that wake-up call this week that I ain't no teacher. It happened around long division at about 12 o'clock on Wednesday.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a low point.
We called Wednesday, we've dubbed it Meltdown Wednesday.
Meltdown
here, because
Wednesday.
We've now coincidentally discovered that the children in our lives, yours too,
yes,
Gerald.
Yes, year 12, yes.
Meltdown had day. A little meltdown on Wednesday. And let's just acknowledge it is a tough time for our kids. And I want to say thank you to the teachers, but also all the children out there from prep to year 12, you're doing a great job.
Yes.
Just one foot in front of the other. That's all you can hope to do. But it's challenging, and let's think about what's going to help you in this time if you're parents or grandparents that are homeschooling.
Yeah, I decided to drop long division. We built a fort instead out of all the furniture, and that really lifted spirits. But jesting aside, I know all parents are having a whinge about how tough it is for them, but I'd love the focus to be back on the little munchkins, because my concern is for their well-being. Not only they're struggling with learning, but also losing that socialisation. And I noticed yesterday the National Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Nick Coatsworth, said that school closures can cause harm and damage to
society.
Well,
that's logical, isn't it?
So that socialisation where the kids aren't in the playground, there's not the rough and tumble, there's not the eye contact, they can't read body language, all that's missing, and that does concern me.
Yeah, I think that what you need to do is establish times for your kids to connect either over FaceTime or Zoom or whatever you're using, and to acknowledge too that in the classroom together they motivate each other to learn, and when they're on their own at home, it is really hard, and don't expect too much of your kids. It's helpful to have a separate space so they're not distracted. It's helpful to have lots of breaks, lots of brain food with your vegetables and fruit, but also just to be kind to yourselves and go, as you say, you know what, right now we've done already an hour and a half's learning today. That's maybe enough.
I challenged a friend of mine last night as to how he would have coped at his school, and he's an oldie, he's about 56, how he would have coped with year 12 when he was doing it years ago. And we both agreed we wouldn't really know how to go about it, because in those higher levels, you need the contact. You need to bounce ideas off people, because they're pre-uni days,
exactly,
which is where you really learn to be independent.
Yes.
That's what we're teaching our kids. Now, you can't be independent on Zoom, because you don't get that chance to interrelate. And I think a lot of kids are Zoomed out.
Well, I think the key is just to be as compassionate towards yourself and others as possible, and just give yourself a break whenever you can, and particularly if you're working from home at the same time as managing the learning from home environment. Let's just remember we're just doing this as best we can.
And Jo, don't you find out where your weak points are? Like, I'm really good at helping make the home videos. My little Eureka Stockade video was really good this week.
Yeah.
But I'm not great at maths.
No.
I'm going to confess something. I never learnt my 8 times tables.
I struggle with 8 times tables too.
Weird
6
one.
I'm not so good at either.
Weird.
Well, get your kids to teach you.
That's, well, I did get a little refresher on long division this week, I must say. Multiples and factors, I failed so far. But anyway, just be kind to yourself.
It would be, I should rate your stress levels each Sunday.
Yeah. Yes, we're getting through it, and hopefully it's not too much longer that we're having to do this. Well, of course, we love taking your calls, 131873. Hi there, Jen. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure, Jen.
I have a son. He's 26. He's just been diagnosed with Ross River fever on Thursday. The doctors tell him, you know, just take Panadol, but I'm wondering, is there anything else that we can help him with?
It's a viral infection, Jen, and therefore we look at antivirals. And the antiviral herbs of choice are things like echinacea, St. John's wort. And the thing that you really need to watch out for him is his energy levels. So therefore, coenzyme Q10 or ubiquinol. Now, they're the things, they're available, they are safe, and all they're doing is supporting a healthy immune response to help him get over that viral attack. If you want more specific details on doses and things like that, please go to houseofwellness.com.au, drop me a note up in the Ask tab, and I'll respond to you straight away.
Good luck with that, Jen, and good luck for your son as well. Paul in Belang, good morning.
Hello, Paul.
Good morning. Oh, hello, Gerald. I've spoken to you before. Mm-hmm. Now, I've been getting some stuff from Greenstay. Have you ever heard of them?
No, I haven't, but...
Now, anyway, I've got some Biocryl tablets. They're made in France, and all this stuff, I'm going to ask you whether... Well, one of the questions here is, I said it's 40 times more antioxidants, you know what I mean,
yes,
than fish oil. Is that right?
Well, krill oil is an alternative source of omega-3s, Paul, and the evidence seems to say that it is absorbed more readily than fish oil. But my only suggestion would be to buy an Australian brand. There's lots of amazing Australian brands. Don't feel the French have got any advantages over us. So about 1,000 milligram once a day is all you need of krill oil to give you all the anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects. So go for it.
Great tip there, Gerald. Buy Australian.
Yeah.
It's there and wonderful. Well, next we're going to learn more about one of the most commonly asked questions that you receive, Gerald, and that is vertigo.
Yes.
Has it always been the case that a lot of people experience this, Gerald, or have you seen an increase at the moment with isolation? Because I've heard anecdotally more people are experiencing it, perhaps.
And perhaps there's a stress involvement, Joe. Perhaps that's what brings it on. But what will be fascinating in our discussion is to whether that is being generally observed. Certainly, I get an amazing number of inquiries, and it's probably because there's no ready solution. So it'll be a good discussion.
Okay, in a moment we'll be joined by Dr. Michaela Sorensen to tell us what can be done about this very common health concern. That's next on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Estee Lauder Beautiful for just $39.99. Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances this Mother's Day.
And welcome back to the House of Wellness, where health and wellness is our passion. We are reaching you in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth today, as always. Now, we welcome your calls, 131873. And I know that, Gerald, you frequently get asked about vertigo. So we thought we should take a closer look. Dr. Michaela Sorensen is a general practitioner and she joins us on the line. Good morning, Michaela.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, we're really well. Can you tell us what is vertigo?
Look, vertigo is basically a term that refers to a specific type of dizziness, and that's that distinct sensation of things spinning around in circles. So unlike that general kind of lightheadedness, wooziness, people that have experienced vertigo will consistently say it's like the world is spinning around them, so everything in the room is just going in circles. Now, it can be caused by a few different things, and depending on those causes, it will last for different periods of time as well. So one of the most common ones is what we call benign paroxysmal positional vertigo, which I know is a bit of a mouthful, but it's also known as BPPV. And that's really short episodic bursts that last for seconds to minutes of like that sensation of the world is spinning distinctly when you move your body or your head in a specific direction. And that's probably the most common cause that we see, particularly in general practice.
Michaela, who's at most risk of vertigo? Is it an age or a gender thing?
Yeah, so there certainly is an association with advancing age, particularly with that BPPV. We do know as you get older, there is an increased risk. But there's also some genetic factors as well, as well as the history of previous head trauma or recurrent ear infections also increases your risk of vertigo.
Michaela, one of my Quigley theories of vertigo is a thyroid involvement. Do you think low thyroid plays a role?
Look, there's some emerging evidence that it might be related. I think there's still probably not hard and fast, you know, solid evidence, but there's certainly, anecdotally, there does seem to be maybe a bit of a link with underactive thyroid, but particularly also osteoporosis. They're thinking that osteoporosis may increase your risk of vertigo as well.
What kind of role does stress or anxiety play?
That's a really good question. Again, I think it's one of those ones where there might not be hard and fast scientific evidence and research to say that it's linked. However, again, anecdotally, what I see in the practice is people often present with vertigo of multiple different causes when they're at heightened stress or going through really challenging periods in their life.
Michaela, obviously there are different causes, but what is the best treatment or how can this be treated?
So first and foremost, it's really important to see either your doctor or there are specialised balance physiotherapists as well that specialise particularly in vertigo, because there are several exercises or manoeuvres that they can walk you through that then you can also do at home that actually help readjust sort of the crystals or the fluid balance in your ear, which control your balance. Now, they're a little bit difficult to talk through and explain on radio, but you can certainly be shown by your doctor or physio, and that's sort of the mainstay of treatment. I mean, short term, there are medications that can be used to help with the dizziness, but also the nausea that goes alongside it as well. And like you said, depending on the cause, sometimes if it's infection related, that will need a different treatment as well.
And Michaela, in that pathway then, there are some rather serious long-term ramifications if it doesn't resolve, isn't there?
Yeah, so if the vertigo is untreated or doesn't resolve, there is increased risk of permanent damage to the ear and hearing loss as well. So that's why it's important to jump onto it as soon as you are worried.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Michaela. I feel like a lot of this is about understanding those that suffer vertigo, because it is clearly a very debilitating thing, Michaela.
It certainly is. It makes people feel absolutely horrible, and they often get quite afraid to leave the house because they're so unsteady, and there's a really high increased risk of falls, and people just feel really unwell. And particularly with some causes, like the infection causes, that can last for weeks. So it's really important to understand what people are going through, but also to let them know that there are treatments out there as well.
Thank you so much, Michaela. That has been very interesting and illuminating. You have a great morning.
My absolute pleasure. You too.
Well, if you've got a question, do give us a call, 131 873. John in Dalston, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, John.
Sorry about the voice.
That's okay, John. Sounds like you've got a sore throat.
Yes.
Not wrong there. I think I've got pharyngitis, according to the doctor. I went and was tested for COVID and it came back negative. But my throat has been terrible. I've been awake all night.
Have you? Swollen glands as well, John?
No, I don't think I've got that. She joked that.
A couple of things. One of the reasons your throat's probably sore in the morning is you've been mouth breathing overnight. So go and get a saline spray, isotonic saline without a preservative, and use that. And there is a lozenge which is called Icelandic moss. Now, this is clinically shown to make a difference to the irritation, to any dry cough which may result from this. And you can get that from your pharmacy. So Icelandic moss and isotonic saline. And, you know, the old-fashioned chest rub, that old-fashioned Vicks. Mm. Think back when you were young, John, your mum would be rubbing in, is the word I was trying to find, rubbing in Vicks in your upper chest and throat. And that keeps all those tissues warm and will make a difference. So if you're outside, wear a scarf as well.
I imagine we're heading into the months where a lot of this is happening and people don't wish to go to the doctor, so it's good to know where you can go to seek
simple things.
Relief.
Yeah, true.
Yes.
True,
what about a lovely warming tea with a
warm
lemon
drinks.
And honey?
Stay away from ice cream, John. So soup, tea, any of those warming things.
Lovely. Paulette in Beecroft, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I was listening to your program, and in relation to vertigo, what happens is when I'm at some height and there's a drop away, if we're walking up in the mountains or whatever, what it is, it's a drawing feeling.
That's
is
right.
This called vertigo as well, that
no.
I feel like I'm going to fall off the edge and
no.
getting worse?
I totally relate to what you're talking about, Paulette. I am not a fan of heights myself.
I've just finished a book on a fellow who's a caver. And they find these great sinkholes in, you know, a mile down under the earth. And he says that he still has a feeling of being drawn to the edge. And that's an experienced fellow that's in these things all the time. Look, I think that's just part of our psyche, Paulette. It's not vertigo, but I guess the secret is don't go near the edges.
Well, and we have Dorothy with one more question with regard to vertigo. Good morning, Dorothy.
Oh, good morning. Yes, I had suffered with vertigo, and 11 years ago I went to a Professor Fagan in the city, mm-hmm. and he put me on a low-salt diet, extremely low, and not just casually. He took blood tests. He gave me an actual figure. I had to reduce my salt intake by down to 600 milligrams a day, mm-hmm. and I haven't had an episode for 11 years.
Really?
Well done, Dorothy.
That's right, and I was getting them quite regularly, quite horribly, falling over in the, you know, the worst of places. So I say salt. You've got
good work. An unexpected fall, Dorothy, can change your life. So if you've been able to take that risk away, well done.
I love hearing that. Thank you so much for your sharing your experience, Dorothy. We'll have more of your calls next. Plus, A to Z of Vitamins is back. We're talking magnesium. Lovely muscle-easing magnesium. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
They say that fish oil is good for us and may be beneficial for your child's health, learning, behaviour and performance. Well, you can help support your kid's healthy brain, eye and cognitive function with Nature's Way Kids Smart Fish Oils. They're high in omega-3 DHA and available in delicious chewable capsules and drops. Best of all, Nature's Way Kids Smart Fish Oils are great for all ages. The Nature's Way Kids Smart range starts from $12.49 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Vitamins and supplements should not replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Estee Lauder Beautiful for just $39.99. Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances this Mother's Day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, your 1 hour, one-stop shop to all things health and wellness. Now, I know I'm not alone when I hate that feeling when you get out of bed and your muscles are just sore and you don't know why. So I'm very pleased that A to Z of Vitamins is back, and today it's Bioceuticals Magnesium Ultra Muscle Ease. Gerald, I love this sound of muscle ease.
I feel as if I'm sitting in a magnesium bath here because of you two embracing the benefits of magnesium. But look, when you look at society now, where everyone's going at a million miles an hour, so stress plays a big role. People do not sleep well. Mm. We try and exercise. The pressure's on to exercise as hard as you can in little short bursts if that's the only time. So the weekend warriors do suffer. And magnesium has been shown to play a very important role in muscle relaxation, restoration of normal function. Therefore, better sleep, more relaxed sleep, feeling more refreshed in the morning. So, look, for all of those things, and we just don't have a simple test for magnesium. You don't know if you need magnesium, but if you aren't sleeping or you're getting cramps or twitches or you feel just tense, particularly in your upper body and shoulders, magnesium's worth trying.
What about this notion of supporting the stress response in our bodies?
Stress is good. The difficulty is that it never switches off today. So in the old days, you had periods of time where there was no TV, no 24-hour news cycle. It's really with us today, so you can't get away from the stressors, the things that cause stress. They're with us all the time.
And I know, Elise, you're a runner.
I'm a huge fan of magnesium, and Gerald, who I call my vitamin pusher, he puts me onto a lot of vitamins, don't he? You put me onto this about 10 years ago.
Long time.
And the only caution with it, it does have a soporific effect. It does make you sleepy. So I take it at night before bed.
Mm-hmm. Not always, because sometimes people need it in the morning. So it depends on the particular magnesium.
Interesting.
That's why you get some advice.
Mm. Right. There you go. Can you even add that little caveat in there when you told me about it? But I do love it, and it works.
Good.
Well, the A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Bioceuticals, your choice for high-quality, practitioner-only therapeutic supplements from a proudly Australian company. We love it when you give us a call, 131 873. And Elaine in Melbourne, good morning.
Good morning. I have a condition called urticaria cold.
Yes. So your fingers are sensitive to cold?
No, my whole body. I not. And if any part of my skin touches anything cold, it comes up in a bright red rash.
Do you feel cold, Elaine? Do you feel naturally cold?
No, I don't. I can feel quite normal, but if my hand accidentally touches a cold sink, mm-hmm. or if my clothes are cold, if my pillow's cold, mm-hmm. if my bed is cold, nothing, anything cold will bring me up in a bright red rash exactly where it touches.
It's... Oh, Elaine, that just sounds terrible.
I have one suggestion, Elaine, and that's to start on fish oil, if you could, please. And you could, if you're on a computer, you can always let me know in a month or so what improvements you've seen. But fish oil helps overall circulation. It's good for nerve transmission. It might just settle everything down a little. So you need a high-potency fish oil a couple of times a day. Your pharmacist will be able to help you. And don't hesitate. Let us know how you're going.
Yes, do. Houseofwellness.com.au. And there's the Ask Gerald tab. We can always contact you that way. Thanks so much, Gerald. Now, it's a big day for House of Wellness Sundays because, of course, at midday on Channel 7, the House of Wellness TV is back this afternoon. We're speaking with an Aussie explorer who has she's got the most awesome tips on isolation because she isolated for 9 months in Antarctica in complete darkness.
Goodness.
So she has some great advice for us. And also we are going to be speaking, we're learning about an animal refuge who's looking after our pets at the moment when, you know, perhaps you're not able, maybe you're a health worker or perhaps you're sick yourself. There's a fantastic animal refuge who are coming to the rescue. Plus, these are two things you can also do today. Luke Hines, our resident nutritional expert and all-round fitness guru, is joining us. He's doing a Q&A. Live this morning at 10 a.m. on House of Wellness Insta. That's Wellness Australia. That's the Insta handle. And Gus Warland from Gotcha for Life is joining him. He's lost 25 kilos with Hinesy, which is just incredible. And then this afternoon, and Elise, I'm going to recommend this to you, Luke is doing a live cooking demo on the House of Wellness Facebook. That's at the House of Wellness. And I'll tell you what he's cooking. He's doing a popcorn cauliflower.
Wow.
I know. I've cooked it myself before. It's mm-hmm. a beautiful recipe of Luke's. It didn't look like Luke's in the picture.
It never looks like it does in the picture.
No. And Daisy would have enjoyed it.
No, excuse me. Daisy's my Labrador, by the way. Mm. No, it's a delicious little snack that you can reach for. And I know this afternoon you might be choosing to snuggle in if you're in one of the cooler states.
If you can disguise vegetables for kids, great.
Mm. Absolutely delicious, I'm telling you. So Hinesy is going to be there to teach us all how to make popcorn cauliflower.
Well done.
Yes. So do check out those wonderful ways to connect with the House of Wellness community today. Elise, lovely to have you again.
Oh, it's such a pleasure being with you two on a Sunday morning.
Thank you. Mm. It makes our day.
All the best with your homeschooling this week, Elise.
Let's hope next time I'm here, I'm a little bit more zen about it.
That's right. Well, today I'm labelling Gratitude Sunday. So I encourage you to say express gratitude for what you have. And I'm telling you, lovely Gerald.
Thank you.
Thank you for your knowledge.
Oh, thank you, Jo.
And Elise, thank you for your company.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next week, of course. You can get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous anytime. Houseofwellness.com.au. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We will talk with you next week.